It is Free Radio. I'm Adam Wilborn. Very pleased to welcome back Blue. Hello.
Hey, Adam. Hello, Adam. Good to see you, Adam. How you doing, mate?
Very good. How are you guys going?
Yeah, we're good.
Good, thank you.
I can't believe it's been, what, 14 years you guys have been going releasing music? 16 years sort of knowing each other? That's incredible.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
How has it been? How has it been more recently for you guys?
It's been like a marriage.
I was just going to say that. It's like a marriage.
Yeah, it is like a marriage. It's...
We haven't got to
happy marriage. Yeah.
A happy marriage.
What has been the highlight over the last few years for you guys then? Because obviously, you know, it was such an explosion in the early noughties, and then it sort of changed and then has returned in the sort of start of this decade as well. What's been the highlight for you guys?
Big reunion was quite a highlight, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, since we've been back, it's been, you know, that was a good thing for us to do as a band.
It was fun because we got to go on tour with bands that we kind of grew up listening to before we came out. You know, bands like Bewitched, Five. We kind of like started in the beginning of the noughties, and these guys were sort of disbanding at that time.
Yeah.
So we kind of had that crossover with them, especially with the Five boys. So this was really fun for us to go on tour with those kind of guys. And then we got to meet 3T.
That was cool.
Like amazing. We went on tour with them. That's so nice.
Sitting there talking about like... you know, stories they had about Michael Jackson and stuff, and I was just like really chewing their ear off, asking, you know, so what do you mean? Tell me this. And they told me some like pretty cool stuff that I'm not allowed to repeat about Michael Jackson, but it was cool. I felt like I was in the secret circle. Do you know what I mean?
It sounded absolutely amazing, and it was a great show to sort of be a part of, I suppose, because I remember chatting to you guys when you were about to go on it, and it was so exciting to have all those memories to be able to come back to as well.
Yeah, the thing is we have been around a long time, and I suppose that when we walk down the street and stuff, especially I find myself, like, I get a lot of people coming up going, oh man, you know, Blue, like, you know, older guys or older women, and they're like, oh, you're a legend, man, you're, you know, legend band, you know, and stuff like this. So it's like you kind of go, what, are we really like that old? Yeah, I suppose we are. Like, you know, like, but I suppose a lot of people, you know, saw One Love and All Rise as their songs when they were growing up. So there's a lot of nostalgia for them when they see us, you know.
Absolutely. And as soon as I knew you guys were coming in, I was so excited to chat to you about something I've enjoyed. I blame on my girlfriend, but I probably would have watched it on my own anyway. Blue Go Mad in Ibiza.
Thank you very much.
An amazing TV show. Because half the time when you see these sort of reality TV shows, whether it be with celebrities or just, you know, your average people that are getting filmed, it's a bit basic and you can tell where it's going to go and you can tell what the story's going to be.
Same format.
Exactly. And it was so random and all over the place. What was it like for you guys being a part of it with the boat ride and the wedding and the hot tub and things like that? What was it like to just be it be happening?
It was interesting. because all we knew was Blue, us boys, were running a bar and we were like, yeah, let's do it, you know. We was out of our comfort zone and we thought, what a great opportunity with our own TV show. Amazing, you know, it'll show Blue in a different light. But as you know, unbeknown to us, there was all things happening around us. And I think we're that band that people can, you know, have play tricks on. And we are the gullible band.
Well, the thing is, I think you all took it very well because it's like you say, you know, it was sort of set up obviously for you guys, and you're going in there going, oh, cool, this is a nice experiment to do. Yeah.
We did not know. I mean, a lot of people were like, oh, they must know this is all set up. It was like 100%. We did not have a clue that they were doing this. And, you know, halfway through, me and Duncan were sitting there going, I think it's journalists. Journalists are setting us up. I think because when you've been doing it for this long, like, you do get a little bit paranoid about life in general. You know, you start looking over your shoulder as you're walking down the street at a late hour at night, thinking someone's running after you with a pen and a pad saying, give us an autograph. So you're kind of like, you know, you do think everyone's setting you up a lot of the time, like journalists.
But that's quite rightly so. I mean, if you look back at history, I mean, even in recent paper, you know, the whole Rebecca Brooks stuff that was going on, and, you know, back in that was our era.
Yeah.
And then you see things about Talisa coming out in the paper, setting up. So it does happen. So we thought, we're an established band known for our partying, all that kind of stuff. In Ibiza, we said, here's a prime, big...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what's going to be happening.
For somebody to roast. So we thought, okay, they've got to be settled. Because the Reading couple, we all believed there was something quite... not right with them.
But then we all saw that.
But then we just thought they were just maybe playing up for cameras because there's cameras. You don't know what people are going to be like in front of a camera. People think, this is my 5 minutes, so I'm going to play up and be this way. So you kind of have that balancing thing of what's going on.
And you almost just have to roll with it. You know, like you say, you're there to do a job. You're there to run this bar in Ibiza, yeah. And you've got cameras shoved in your face the whole time. It's not like you can go, guys, can we stop and do this, you know, do this again or whatever. It's just, it's meant to be you living that life,
yeah,
and they just record it.
It's live as you see it. So that's what we wanted to be.
And we were tired as well. They were getting us up at like early o'clock to get us to the bar. And then we'd be sitting around most of the time, like kind of waiting, you know, I'll be trying out different cocktails.
Now we know like, why we were sitting around, because they were setting up everything around us.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, we didn't have a clue. But it was a great opportunity for us to... It was a great opportunity for our people to see us as we really are, because, you know... Sometimes you do get on TV and you switch on and you kind of like you do your a new single coming out,
yeah.
You know, like, but you know when you're just like they're just filming you without
real.
You knowing it was real, yeah, and you real. Saw a lot of us in that show, which I really liked actually.
What was the one moment where you all went, oh, hang on, this is a bit much now,
the
isn't
wedding.
It? The wedding,
yeah,
it's got to be, hasn't
because
it?
Because she was too over the top, yeah, all that. So
blue.
Yeah.
Did she just say blue?
Yeah. And the vows were one of our songs, and we were like, oh, this is so eggy.
I liked it
so
when she
bad.
Went, sorry, seems to be...
That was brilliant. That was my favourite bit, that dance.
That was
just
funny.
Loving her after that. I think it was brilliant.
If you haven't seen the TV show, it's on ITV Player. Go
watch
and watch it.
Yeah, watch it on Catch Up.
Even if you just miss what the people do, just for you guys' reactions, it is priceless to watch, because... I don't know how I would have coped in those.
I think we're doing another one in the summer. I think there's more ideas about what we're because the same people that did the big reunion, the people that gave us the show for Blue Go Mad. So they're actually thinking up of another concept for us, because I think more than anything they said we're just quite funny.
Yeah, you can handle
in general,
it. Yeah.
Like,
it was the best way to take it. I think
exactly,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's very exciting to hear.